I am now joined on the phone by Elaine Phillips. Hello, Elaine. How are you?
Hi, Adrian.
Hi there. Now, you're with Repack, is it?
Yes. Repack.
And you've just announced that Ireland has achieved its higher ever rate of recycling, and we've surpassed all EU recycling and recovery targets. I'm delighted to hear that, but I'm actually shocked as well. I wouldn't have thought that we were so good in this regard.
Yeah, no, it's very, very encouraging. Repack was set up in 1997 as an environmental not-for-profit organisation. So Repack really started the process of recycling in Ireland. And every year Repack funds the recycling bins, the household bins, the civic amenity sites and the bottle banks around the country. And that funding is enabled by its members who are producers of packaging. So it's really, really encouraging that when we started off 22 years ago, the rate of recovery and recycling was less than 15%, and we're now up around 93% for both recycling and recovery. So, you know, Ireland is really leading in Europe in terms of its recycling behaviour, and you probably read in the detail of the report that, you know, we're surpassing the targets by a decent percentage across all the different types of glass, metals, paper, wood and plastics. So it is really good news, and it really shows that Irish people have really grasped the whole recycling message over the years, and that their behaviour is reflecting, you know, that they really are on board. So we're very encouraged by that.
Yes, it is. It's very heartening to hear. And I mean, even with metals, 79%, paper, 78%. And the EU was 60% on that. So we've definitely gone higher. Wood at 95%, where the EU target was 15%. It's fantastic to hear. But with regards to... You're on a more a bigger scale, as you say. It's more at the supermarkets and where the bins are, where people can put recycling there. You're not on the more private homes end of things.
Repack funds the domestic recycling.
Oh, bins.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to be honest, you know, a lot of people aren't really familiar fully with what Repack does. So Repack was set up to be a compliance scheme. So basically, all producers of packaging, if they have a turnover of over €1 million, and if they place more than 10 tons of packaging on the market every year, have to take back that packaging or join a scheme which enables the collection of that packaging. And that's what Repack does. So we were set up with that remit. We operate under license of the Department of Communications, Climate Action and Environment. So we actually enable that process where all our members pay fees depending on what amount of packaging they put in the market. And all of those fees go to run Repack and to pay all of the waste operators, the likes of the Pandas and the Thorntons and City Bin and all of the operators who collect the recycling bins. And then we also fund the civic amenities and the bottle banks throughout the country. So we work very closely with local authorities in that regard as well. So it is a wide remit, and we don't actually recycle, or we're not a waste operator. We actually manage that whole process.
I see, right, yes. And then with regards to legislation, with regards to climate change and all of that and climate action, would you be involved in any of that, advisory capacity or anything like that?
Absolutely, yeah. So a huge part of our remit is also education of the public and of schools. We have a schools programme, and advocating and really trying to drive the agenda. You might have seen in our piece that we issued last week that we have very ambitious plastic recycling targets to meet across Europe, and rightly so. Plastic is obviously a big challenge for everyone globally, and in order to meet those targets, we need to double our recycling rate of plastics by 2030. Now, we're already ahead of the EU target, but we're working, I suppose, on two sides of the argument. At the moment, Repack is working with all of our members to try and get them to commit to a series of objectives which would actually reduce the amount of plastic in packaging, make it more recyclable, make it simpler so that you don't have all these different plastic types. And then we're working with consumers to help them to really understand what is recyclable and to really, really drive that behaviour. So you might be familiar with our Team Green campaign, which was launched, relaunched recently with our Team Green ambassadors. We have ambassadors on board such as Paul McGrath, Ralph Purcell, the Donovan brothers. We have Anna Geary and Bobby Kerr. And we're asking people, if you recycle one more piece of plastic a week, if everyone in Ireland did that, we'd have 250,000 more pieces recycled a year. And if we did that year on year, we would increase our percentage by 2% a year. So we're really trying to drive that education and awareness agenda, as well as working with all of our suppliers, all of our members, sorry, who are the ones putting the packaging on the market.
Well, this is it. When you say putting the packaging on the market, I spoke to somebody about this a couple of months ago, and it was with regards to, you know, being at home, and I myself, as a consumer, and at one stage we were leaving the plastic there, where, you know, we had a little bit of a protest there for a bit, and we were taking the plastic off and leaving it at the supermarket for them to do, you know, because vegetables are just overpacked and packed again and again. But when you come home, then there's certain plastics we can put into our recycling bin, and then we're told no, we can't put these others. Now, for ages I was ruining the green bins because I was putting every plastic, soft, crinkly plastics, anything. And can we not in this country get to a stage that we can recycle, or from the home there's an easier way of getting rid of those softer plastics, the ones that don't go into our green bin? How are we, as consumers, how can we help in getting rid of those?
Well, at the moment, it's only rigid plastics that are actually recyclable. And that is something that has taken a while, you know, for that message to get across. Mm. So you shouldn't even be placing your recyclables in bags in your recycling bin. You should be placing everything clean, dry and loose.
Yes.
All of the rigid plastics are recyclable. So that, I suppose, for people to get used to considering all of those extra items in the home that you may not have thought of that are outside of the kitchen, like shampoo, your detergent bottles, all of those things can also be recycled if they're rigid plastic. The soft plastics at the moment have to be put in with general waste, and at the moment they are not baled up to go for recycling because there isn't a process in place for that. So they are going into general waste, and mostly they're going to be incinerated. So obviously, you know, reducing our use of soft plastics and packaging is one of the big focuses of, you know, all of our activity.
Yes, yeah. And then are you speaking to... Would you be speaking to the big conglomerates to try to stop them from producing plastics, to try to come to an arrangement of, you know, go back to the paper bags, and, you know, we had the bottles of milk where they were recycled because they were put out to be taken back. And, you know, so you're speaking to them to try to come to some arrangement where we can cut down on this, is it?
Yeah. So last year we launched a plastic strategy, which was a strategy from 2018 to 2030. And within that, we had 35 recommendations. Out of one of those, we developed a plastic packaging pledge for our members. So basically, so far, we have 80 of our members who've signed up to that. And they would be our largest members, the likes of the big retailers, supermarkets, the drinks manufacturers. And they have committed to 5 objectives, and they include minimising avoidable single-use plastic, helping us achieve our targets, moving to more recycled content. So recently you'll see that, you know, one of the drinks companies has gone to fully using recycled plastic in their bottles. But all of this has to be done in tandem with minimising food waste, because what we don't want is to have a scenario where food is not packaged and it's going to waste in higher quantities by virtue of that. So there's a lot going on. Within those 80 members, there are over 120 initiatives in progress at the moment with those producers of packaging, and they're already producing results where they can tangibly say we're reducing the amount of packaging we're putting on the market. So it is really happening, and there's such a drive from the consumer, which is wonderful. Consumers are voting with their feet. There is a lot of change going on at the moment.
I mean, yes, well, the fact that the Green Army, as they were calling it, with the local elections there, people are trying to see a change, you know. I mean, definitely need it, you know, when you see what's happening to the seas with islands of plastics in them, you know. It's horrendous. But you know, to think that you have this plastic pledge and this plastic strategy that you've set up for members to go by is, you know, is a great thing. It's a great achievement. I couldn't believe, actually, Elaine, when I read the article that you'd sent through, you know, that we had surpassed. You know, I think it's good for us to hear that, because we hear so much that we're not doing enough, you know, and that the government aren't doing enough with regards to climate change. There's still a lot to, and a long way to go, but it is nice to see that we're making some change.
It is, and I think the important thing is for us not to get complacent, because we wouldn't like people to see the positive targets and think I'm doing enough. I think everyone can still recycle more, and it's about doing it properly as well. We have a very high level of contamination in the recycling material that comes to the waste operators. Still, people are putting in nappies. They're not drying things. They're putting in, you know, plastics with food in them. It's really, really important that everyone takes 10 minutes to find out how to do it properly. Take those few minutes to wash the items as you would your dishes, and start to see them as being having a value, because they are a resource. So they, when they go back into the kind of, we call it the kind of the loop, they go back to become a raw material, which means that less raw materials are being taken from Mother Nature. So we can all do our part by just taking a little care, and also remember that people are sorting this waste by hand. So if you do put something like a nappy into a recycling bin, it's not very pleasant for the person who is in the waste operator, who might only, you know, be looking at that a week or two later. It's quite an unpleasant thought. So take a bit of care with your recycling. Keep recycling. Get to know what you can recycle and what you can't. Look at repack.ie and mywaste.ie, and keep up the good work. It's just fantastic that the public are on board.
Yes, it is, definitely. So they can go to Repack, they can go to your website, is it, if they need any ideas? And that's just repack.com, is it?
It's repack.ie, and also mywaste.ie is the government site, which was previously called Recycling List Ireland, but they've renamed it mywaste.ie. So we have a similar list to them. Obviously, we make sure we're carrying the same information of what can go in the bin and what can't. So either of those resources are really useful for consumers to find out what you can and can't put in the bin and how to do it properly.
This is it, as I say, you can contaminate things by not knowing, by just being ignorant of what is to go in and what not. But putting nappies now in the green recycling bin, that is a bit crazy now. But there's oftentimes, though, I've gone out to empty my own bins, whatever, into the larger bins, and somebody has put their dog little bag of stuff in on top of my green bin, which I'm not happy about.
No, I wouldn't be either.
Have to get the gloves and try to get that out. Yeah, they just open the nearest bin, you see, as they're walking down the road. And that's not good as well. So people should stop that because they're contaminating then that whole bin. But yes, it's great news. More to come, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again in the near future to see how well we're getting on. But they can definitely check your websites, repack.ie, for any information, and waste.ie. Is it? Yes,
thanks
Elaine?
Very much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.